Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Richard Patterson singing 10,000 Years, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, titled Faith in the Family from Joshua chapter 24, verse 15.
Soon I'll come to the end of my journey, and I'll meet the one who gave his life for me. I will thank him for the love he showed me, and 10,000 years or more I'll praise his name. 10,000 years will just be started. 10,000 years, you know, we'll just begin. The battle's all over and the victory's been won. 10,000 years and we've only just begun. We will just begin to sing love's sweet story. It's a song holy angels cannot sing. And I'm redeemed by the blood of my Savior. And 10,000 years or more I'll praise his name. 10,000 years we'll just be started. 10,000 years we'll just begin. The battle's all over and the victory's been won. 10,000 years and we've only just begun.
Of your home and your family. But if you are going to be built on the proper place, you've got to be founded on faith today. And you know, when you're founded on faith, God has a way to work everything out. Thank God today for a godly mother and godly woman. A godly mother today that is built on the right foundation and loves her family. Ladies, today I've seen some love in this room. And I tell you what, you've exhibited that love to your family and to your children. You have invested in the lives of your kids. And the woman of excellence is described by Solomon as being a woman of strength and a woman of beauty and kindness and wisdom. And he goes through all these things within those verses that we find in Proverbs 31. And a woman of graciousness. And you know what? This woman that has all these attributes in her life, she brings glory to God. And so a woman today of wisdom and a woman of kindness, Solomon describes a godly woman today as someone today whose life is one centered around a fear of God. You say, well, fear of God, what are you talking about? I'm talking about a life today, a woman that worships God. That's what Solomon was talking about when he talked about a woman who would fear God. He's talking about a woman who's not afraid to worship God. Amen. And folks, there's nothing wrong with women worshiping the Lord. It's nothing wrong with women putting Jesus first. It's nothing wrong with being a godly woman and wearing the role and living the role. Secondly today, also a woman today whose life has compassion for the needs of others, that reaches out, that sacrifices that others can have. Even when you can't afford it, you still do it for them. How many times has your mother sacrificed for you? How many times have they done things that maybe there's things that you're not even aware of that they did and sacrificed for you, but they laid it all on the line that you could have and be blessed? Oh, thank God for a godly mother. Third thing that Solomon points out today is faithfulness and love toward her family. Thank God for women who love their family. Thank God for women today that can take a child, as I'm looking around the room and seeing mothers and grandmothers cradling little babies today and holding them up close to them. Let me tell you what, that's a touch that only a mother or a grandmother can give, because if it's a grandmother, that means she was a mother and she still is a mother and she'll always be a mother. And I'm telling you right now, there's nothing like the touch of a mama. Whew, good God Almighty. She will comfort you. She have compassion on you. I tell you what, sometimes, this is what I got. I would get home and I'd mess up, and I was good at that. As a kid growing up, I loved to get in trouble. Don't any of y'all listen to that. And I'm not your pattern. Amen. But I think every one of us in here have been guilty of that someplace, sometime. We've all, as the saying goes, been there, done that. But you know what was amazing about what I got? I got the double blessing. Ooh, ow. Amen. I had to go out and even pick my own switch to get my legs burned up with. And then I thought, that's not too bad. I can handle that. So I survived that. Then after she finishes, she says, wait till your daddy gets home. Oh, really? I hope he's working late and I'm in bed asleep when he gets home. But knowing my dad, he'd pull me out of bed and say, get up, we're going to see the Board of Education, a pilot to the seat of knowledge. And so all of a sudden, the switch wasn't bad on the cast. And I did a lot of running, playing ball. And so, I had pretty good legs. So, you could tighten those muscles up and it didn't sting quite as bad. I should be telling you, see these kids in here. But anyway, then when Daddy get home, all of a sudden the correction went north. North went up. That's why I'm a little bit shy on the backside. But anyway, what little I had, he beat off of me. Amen. Lord have mercy. She said, what happened to you? Amen. Oh, Lord. I think Lewis got the same problem, too. Amen. All right, Carlton. Got to calm down. It's something about, mothers and fathers and families and children. Your children are going to be what you teach them. Yeah. They're going to be what you teach them. 50 years plus, listen, go back. And our generation is guilty of something horrendous. 50 plus years ago, we began sending our children to godless classrooms. 50 years ago, we said we don't need God in our church, in our homes, in our classrooms. 50 years ago plus, we began raising our families on the world instead of on the Word. And today, we have a godless society because, you know what? We have godless homes. That's why we're in the mess that we're in. Don't you think Trump or Hillary, God forbid, is going to pull you out of something? Amen. We have given women the legal right to abort their children and say today, well, it's my life and I do what I want to do with it. No. We today represent as a nation 3% of the world population, but you realize we take 90% of the antidepressants in the world today as a nation. Why? We're searching for happiness, Pastor. Oh. The family has been defined as a genderless combat zone today instead of a home filled with a mother and a father and children. I just heard this past week, what is it, Sports Illustrated? I'm not even going to say what they're going to do. It makes me sick. And if you don't know what they're going to do, go do a Google search and you'll find out and you'll puke just like I feel like doing. Amen. I'm pretty graphic in my... I can get more graphic if you want me to. Amen. See, our society today accepts a gay pride parade, but we get offended because the preacher gets in the pulpit and says, you need to be in church on Sunday night. You need to be in church on Wednesday night. In the name of Jesus, where are you? Y'all didn't get quiet on me, did you? We can know all the stats about every team and every player and everything else, but we couldn't. If I asked, right, stand up and quote the 23rd Psalm. How many of you could do it? If I said, stand up and quote the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer. How many of us could do it? Oh, preacher, I just get all tongue-tied in public. You can talk about all those stats and everything else in public. What's wrong with our nation? What's happened to our homes when 65% of marriages are ending in divorce? These are all valid statistics. We've lost our moral compass because we have no longer chosen to look to God and His Word for the direction, and we've stepped from our only foundation, and that's why we're crumbling and falling apart. We've got to get back to the rock of our salvation for our families, friend. We've got to get back to God. We've got to get back to the faith that our fathers had. Amen. The problem with our nation didn't begin with the Supreme Courthouse. It began in our house. Amen. And folks, today, things can change, but it's only going to be done when we today decide to change our home for the cause of Christ and get back to the foundation of God's Word. What is important today of a foundation? Really, what is the crucial importance today of a foundation? The quality of your foundation will always determine the quality of your outcome. You build on the right foundation, and when the storms of life come, it will endure the storms, and it will succeed, and it will weather the storm. Because you built on the right foundation, and Jesus in the Word gave us a parable about right builders. He talked about building on sand, He talked about building on a rock. The winds, the storms, and the waves came, and those homes that were built on the sinking sands, when the storms came, they washed away. But let me tell you, when the home is built on the solid rock of Jesus Christ today, and this today is your anchor, this is your foundation, and this is what your home is all about, and you're modeling your home, and dads today are modeling their life by what Paul said in Ephesians 5, and girls, ladies are modeling their life today by what Paul said in Ephesians 5, and we start using the Word of God as our chart and as our compass, as our direction, as our leadership. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to have a home that's going to sit hell today on alert. Because now you're built on the right foundation. Stop being tolerant of the things of the world. Stop being tolerant today of all the vices that Satan's got out there to snap your kids and pull them right in and to pollute their mind and to pollute their life and ultimately send them someplace else and their lives are ruined. I'm telling you today, we've got a God who will bring you out, bring you in, and bring you up and do a mighty work in your life. But you've got to decide today to make that choice of Christ today. Let me hurry up and finish. I know time's flying and we've got to go. You've got to build your family. And are you building it right or are you building it wrong? The quality of your foundation is important today. If your foundation is a solid rock of God's Word, then the quality of your family becomes unlimited.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796, and press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of the Vicinity Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.